Chairperson Beth Dawson, who is a Republican, delivered her State of the County address. You and two other Republican candidates issued what you called a Republican response. That's a pretty clear demonstration of the depth of the division on the board. Why do you think this has happened, and how do you think members of the public feel about that?
I hear from an awful lot of them all the time, and overwhelmingly, in some of the polling that I look at and in some of the responses I get on the phone and the email, I have people thanking me for standing up and saying things. You know, it's not fun to sit there and point out to your colleagues sometimes that they're wasting money, or that they're adopting welfare policies that they have no business adopting, or that they're raising taxes unnecessarily. The harder job is to articulate counterpoints of view, because over time, Rachel, the accumulation of this government growth and all the money we spend, it matters. Maybe not on one budget or one budget item or one trip to a conference or this or that, but you look at it in 5 and 10 year increments, it's tremendous. The average citizen 20 years ago had $196 of county debt. This year they have over $2,300, over 1,000% increase. That's unsustainable.
You have been also very publicly critical about the travel policy that's currently in place for New Hanover County Commissioners. In fact, you've tried a couple of times to change that travel policy to what?
Well, to make the commissioners live under the same rules that the county makes its employees live under. You'll remember that Commissioners Apple, Commissioner Dawson, and Commissioner Barfield all decided to live under a separate set of rules than their employees, and that's wrong. It sets a bad example. Congress does that, and it's just wrong. They shouldn't do it. And I've never said that we shouldn't allow some travel. We ought to allow some travel. People all across this country have changed their travel habits relative to their vocation. You know, if you used to travel for a real estate license or a continuing ed for legal or medical or whatever your permit or license it might be, you've toned a lot of that down with the internet, with webinars, with go to meetings. We all have. County government hasn't really looked at it and made any changes.
You've talked about why you didn't want to raise taxes during this last budget process. Is there a circumstance in which you would? You signed the Grover Norquist Taxpayer Protection Pledge. And for listeners who aren't familiar with that, can you just tell us what that is?
Just pledge not to raise taxes, to bank on organic growth in ad valorem and sales tax. Look, we're gonna have growth over time. It's just the way the basic economy works. And I signed that pledge, and I don't sign things if I don't mean them. And I committed not to raise taxes. I committed to make the tough choices. Does that mean that we're going to have to say no sometimes to this new program or this new expansion? Yes, it does. But that's what leadership is about, making those choices. Fundamentally, if we get back to our core mission, keeping people safe, making sure the sheriff has what he needs, enough guns and enough people to keep us safe, that we have the best schools we can possibly afford, we can manage the budget with the other stuff. And so your question, is there ever a time I would see the need to raise taxes? Not that I can see. And I know an awful lot about this budget, and I know an awful lot about the debt that's coming on and over the next 6 years.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Woody White.
Thanks for having me in here.